Elon Musk had his Wii Robot Tesla showcase the other day, and I thought it might be fun for us to kind of take a look at some of the stuff that they announced, because some of it is absolutely crazy. Before we get started, please subscribe to the channel, like the video, and if you see anything throughout this video that piques your interest, please leave a comment down below. I love talking to you guys in the comments and seeing what you have to think, but let's jump right into this because we're going to get into some crazy things. Now, I will say I am going to have my usual music playing. It might be a little bit louder than usual just to try to skirt around some of the copyrighted music that may be playing in the background of some of the videos that we are going to check out. So, first off, we have the CyberCab. And these are a couple of the CyberCab key facts. This is one of the things that he debuted at the showcase. So we're looking at the price of $30,000 and anyone can buy it. This means that you can buy your own fully automated self-driving car. Launching at the end of 2026, has two front seats, no steering wheel, has no pedals, nothing. Induction over ground charging, which would mean presumably that you would have to have some type of charging station for it to park at if you did buy it for yourself, or maybe there's something else in the works there. And then it says cleaning automated robots clean it. So I wonder if that is a tie-in to the next announcement that we're going to look at, or if it has some other type of cleaning mechanism, as in being self-cleaning or something like that. This is going to be an interesting one to watch because people have wanted self-driving cars for a long time. And this one seems to actually be working pretty well. Here we have Sawyer Merritt's first ride in a CyberCab. So we're going to watch a little bit of this. We won't watch the whole thing, but we'll react to this and kind of look at some of his commentary as he gets into the CyberCab for the first time.
All right. Come on in.
And see, the design on the inside here, it looks very, very sleek, but it also, I would say, is very compact. Just a screen. It shows, okay, he's sitting in seat one. And then now you have the person in seat two. All right, and then they choose their destination.
First thing I notice is the interior is really quiet.
Good, well, soundproofing. Very nice.
And the ride is smooth.
Now, I will say that he says it's well sealed and the ride is smooth. But they are only going down a couple of very short roads right here. It's a, you know, one turn, two turns. Presumably this area has been mapped really well by these cyber cabs. And from what I was reading earlier, they don't use any GPS data. It's operated off of the cameras. So that's something that I'm interested in learning a little bit more about. But him saying that it's a smooth ride, they've gone down just a couple of very short streets. There hasn't been anything to really cause any kind of an issue, right? So it may be different if you're going 65 to 80 miles an hour on the highway. And it'll be interesting to see how that left lane stuff works with this. But anyway, let's continue for a minute.
To be honest, it doesn't really feel like a prototype.
That's good to hear. So it's well worked out.
Got the nice lighting in the interior. The seats are comfortable, actually.
Yeah, the interior lighting's kind of cool. I like how they've gone with the orange dim lighting. And it's good to hear that the seats are comfortable as well. And see up here, they've got all the
real-time updates as we're moving.
Okay, okay. Yep, the map.
Pro
progress bar there.
Got all the model lines and X's and stuff.
That's cool. All the lighting synced up to go with the music that they have going on for the event. Like, but yeah, they, so he continues the ride here and, you know, it's overall enjoyable. They've got several of these cabs running and they're going to, Westworld, which is actually the subject of the next bit that we're going to get into from this. But first, you guys got to see this. The trunk space on the Cybercab is insane. So this guy comes, he opens up the trunk. Boom. Dude, you could fit another two people in that thing, or you could fit like standard size suitcases in there or something like that. Yeah, down here. Can it fit four suitcases, not carry on full size? We didn't see the trunk though. Here. The children could fit there. Not all of Elon's, but a more regular sized family. A good one, Oscar Glauser. But the trunk is huge, which is, you know, I mean, it makes sense. But that's good because if you have, you know, say a Cybercab, something like that, you go grocery shopping, whatever. Anyway, let's move on to the thing that interests me probably the most out of this whole thing. The Tesla Optimus robot.
But with arms and legs instead of a robot with wheels. And we've made a lot of progress.
So these are actual robots.
And as you can see, we started up with someone in a robot suit. Sort of down. And then we've...
Yeah, a couple of years ago, they demonstrated the robot at first, and it was somebody that was in a suit that looked similar to the SpaceX suits.
Progressed dramatically year after year. So if you extrapolate this, you're really going to have something spectacular, something that anyone could own.
Meaning they're going to continue to make improvements on these things.
So you could have your own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. But
is it going to be R2-D2, like, repairing your ship? Or are we actually just talking C-3PO and accidentally said R2-D2 first?
Fundamentally, at scale, the Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot for, I think, probably $20,000 to $30,000 long term.
$20,000 to $30,000. That is, I know it sounds like a lot of money, but think about like what, you know, a regular car costs, right? This is something that over time will become more affordable and be more available to people.
So, and what can it do? It'll be able to do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids. It can walk your dog, mow your lawn, get the groceries, just be your friend, serve drinks, whatever you can think of, it will do. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I think this will be the biggest product ever of any kind.
Oh, and Twitter just crapped out. Okay, there we go. Now we're back.
Yeah. Because I think everyone of the 8 billion people of Earth, I think everyone's going to want their Optimus buddy. And there's going to be some, maybe two. And then they'll be producing products and services.
Now, that's interesting. They'll be producing products and services. So, obviously, this is going to have some kind of a subscription model to it. And it makes me wonder if it's going to be like you pay for each service. Like in my truck that I have now, it has remote start. It has all of these different features. But I have to pay and use an app to be able to have the remote start and the extra features and things like that. So it makes me wonder if it's going to be something along those lines. If it's offering, you know, products and services or whatever it may be. But anyway, let's continue.
I predict, actually, provided we address risks of digital superintelligence. 80% probability of good outcome.
So only a 20% probability that it turns into a Terminator. I guess those are the odds that we're working with, guys. 80% probability that it's good. And then there's 20% that, yeah, I mean, I guess you don't really know. Hey, at least he addresses it, though. Because, let's face it, that's what we're all thinking when we see these things walk. Terminator. The T1.
Look on the bright side. The cup is 80% full. The cost of products and services will decline dramatically, and basically anyone will be able to have any products and services they want. One of the things we wanted to show tonight was that Optimus is not a canned video.
And this is what we're about to get into. It's not a canned thing. During Wii Robot, they actually had them out on the floor of this showcase, hanging out with people. So here's a video that somebody recorded, and this is the stuff that makes it seem sometimes a little bit questionable, because you wonder if this is actually the level of tech that they're at right now. And I'll address that, but let's watch a couple of the videos first. Yeah, we got to be careful about the music there, because it's likely copyrighted music. Did you hear that? It said, whose birthday is it? It's your birthday. Now, these things seem to have their own voices that sound very human-like, and it brings a lot of suspicion just to the front of your mind, wondering if, is this being spoken from a person that's behind the scenes? Is this motion capture? It makes you wonder. But listen, we'll see if we can hear what this robot is actually saying, and try to listen to some of the tones in the voice.
My birthday,
I'm not just going to tell you happy birthday,
I'm going to sing you happy birthday, sir. What is your name?
I'm Chad.
It just said, I'm going to sing you happy birthday, sir. What is your name?
Chad.
Yes.
All right, everyone, let's all sing happy birthday together.
I just don't know. He said, all right, everyone, let's sing happy birthday together.
All I am.
Yeah, baby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, that was his birthday.
Now I don't know. Now you can tell that this isn't a person in a suit, because you can see the wrists are exposed and they're wires and stuff, right? But if we go over here. Now, this is a conversation that somebody had with one.
Optimus. It's insane. It's even talking.
Hi to my friend, John.
John? Where's John?
Right here.
Oh, hello, John.
How are you?
That's
crazy. I'm talking to a robot. From San Jose. Probably from where you were born in Silicon Valley.
Wonderful. Where do you live in San Jose? Do you live in Mountain Valley? Or do you live in the Santa Teresa area?
No, I live in Los Gatos.
Los Gatos, oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice area.
Where do you live?
Beautiful hiking I hear up there.
Beautiful hiking I hear up there. Either these things are programmed to be extremely human-like, or there is somebody puppeteering it from somewhere behind the scenes. Now, I don't know. But here we have one pouring a drink. Now it's wearing bartender style clothes, a cowboy hat, but you can see more clearly in this video, there's no human wearing a suit in this instance.
Yes.
You want to get a photo?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it. A little video.
By the way, that was the robot that just said, do you want to get a photo?
get a photo?
Yeah, for sure. Let's.
Does that sound like a robot to you? I don't know. And frankly, for me right now, it doesn't matter because they're coming to proof of concept. They're showing us, even if that is a person puppeteering it and speaking for it, they are showing proof of concept, and they have come a long way from whenever they first threw this idea out.
Do it, little video. Hey. Sweet. Thanks, man. Bro. Appreciate it.
Courtney, John.
All right.
How's everybody doing?
Because he is just waving at people, talking to people.
How are you?
It's crazy. And here we have another video of one of these, the same one, presumably, the same bartender, checking somebody's ID.
And you're right over.
Yeah, right.
So it looks like the person hands him maybe a credit card or some other type of card. It's not an ID, and the robot recognizes that.
What is this?
He said, "What is this?" That's not an ID.
It's not an ID.
And there he hands it his actual ID. It's pretty hard to hear, but he says, "I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna have to confiscate it." Then moves as if he's going to put it into his pocket and says, "Just kidding. Here you go."
There you go.
Now, I've said that I don't know if this is somebody puppeteering or not. And the thing is, they do move very slowly and very robotic-like. But presumably a human could have been trained to move in that way so that the motion capture can keep up. And here's the thing. August 19th, 2024, The Verge has this article. Tesla is hiring people to do the robot. The company is paying people to train its humanoid Optimus bot via motion capture, but the task may require vast amounts of data. Tesla is employing people to help train its humanoid Optimus robot by wearing motion capture suits and mimicking actions that it will be expected to perform. The position, advertised as a data collection operator on Tesla's career site, pays up to $48 an hour and requires walking over 7 hours a day while carrying up to 30 pounds and wearing a VR headset for extended periods of time. These bots at the convention, or the showcase rather, could have just been people actually puppeteering them, but I don't know, because I think these things are presumed to be coming out here pretty soon. Then again, I guess they could just be hiring people to walk around as your personal robot all day and move around and move your groceries and follow a camera and talk to you and hang out with you. Who knows what the truth is? And in this video, they display the next generation of hand movement. It says with 22 degrees of freedom. Keep in mind the hands that we just looked at. Like, again, watch this hand.
Right over.
See how slow the hand is moving? Well, this is what's coming next. Look at how fluid that is. So if this is motion tracking, it's moving very similar, very fluid, like a human hand does. And this is supposedly the next generation that's coming. And you can see, that's not an actual hand. You can see clear through it right here. They're on to something with this. So even if these robots are being puppeteered, they do legitimately have technology that they're working on that at the very least is extremely reactive to somebody puppeteering it. And then they debuted one other thing, and it is the Robovan, or as Musk calls it, the Robovan.
There's a lot of opportunities to create green space in the cities that we live in.
This thing is sleek. It's obviously futuristic style.
So that would be quite fantastic. Oh, and also, what happens if you need a vehicle that is bigger than a Model Y?
Now, this makes you wonder, is this just for transport, public transportation? Or is this actually something that's going to be available to people to buy?
The Robovan. Is, we're going to make this, and it's going to look like that. Now, can you imagine going down the streets and you see this coming towards you? That'd be sick. So this can carry up to 20 people, and it can also transport
people.
Goods. So you can configure it for goods transport within a city, or transport of up to 20 people at a time.
So it sounds like maybe a public transport thing, or something for like companies, industries to buy to be able to transport things. Over here, we've got to look at the inside of the Robovan. Alright, we're just going to mute that. See, it's got the orange and blue interior lighting, like Tron threw up into reality. It's just, it's wild looking. But it's something that somebody who's a futurist would really, you know, move in the direction of. So to cap it all off, Colin Rugg. Recap of Tesla's We Robot event. The Cybercab will cost around $30,000, operating cost of about 20 cents a mile. We'll have robotic cleaning and wireless charging, which, again, can't wait to see what that actually means. We'll be able to make money for people on its own. So if you're not using your Cybercab, it can just go pick up your neighbors, presumably take them to work or go pick them up, pick up kids from school, whatever it may be. In production before 2027. The Optimus robot will cost between $20,000 and $30,000, will be used to complete tasks and chores, can talk like humans and move like humans. Now again, we don't know if this is puppeteering that happened at this event. Regardless, they are on the right track with this. Expected to be ready by 2025. That is why I'm saying I don't think that there are people behind this necessarily. Now, it's possible, but if they're wanting them to be ready by next year, that means they've come a significant distance in the production of these things. And if what we saw is real, they probably only need some fine-tuning left before they go into mass production. And then the Robovan, or Robovan, an autonomous bus, can transport up to 20 people, can also be used to transport goods. No current timeline, so that's just something that they're working on. Later on, we'll see some more about that. So, let me know what you guys think down in the comments. Do you think that these things are puppeteered? You can see them dancing there, right? And they're all in sync. So they're able to either get a whole dance squad together to be in sync with each other, or these things are actually able to move that fluidly. However, they're walking up here doesn't seem to be as fluid. But these are the ones that were around the party and hanging out with people. So, I wonder, was this some kind of trickery? Or do we actually have automatons that are about to go into production? Like, subscribe, comment down below. Let me know what you guys think. I am HaydenWayne75, and I make videos whenever I find something interesting. And I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I realized today a lot of people hadn't heard about this yet, so I wanted to kind of give some people a thing to look at. But let me know what you guys are thinking down below, and we will see you in the next one.